Come Away With Me, a compilation.
Come away with me for a while. The world, with its non-stop demands, can be put on hold. Most people put me on hold, rationalizing that someday they will find the time to focus on me. But the longer people push me into the background of their lives, the harder it is for them to find me. You live among people who glorify busyness. They have made time a tyrant that controls their lives. Even those who know me as Savior tend to march to the tempo of the world. They have bought into the illusion that more is always better. More meetings, more programs, more activity. I have called you to follow me on a solitary path, making time alone with me your highest priority and deepest joy. It is a pathway largely unappreciated and often despised. However, you have chosen the better thing, which will never be taken away from you. Moreover, as you walk close to me, I can bless others through you. Jesus. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. We are all wired differently, but one thing we all need from time to time is a place of peace and quiet where we can rest far from the madding crowd. If we don't find these oases in the midst of noise and hurry, we feel aggravated, robbed, and flustered. This is especially true if we get a sense that God is trying to speak to us, maybe about a new direction or a fresh way of seeing things, and we are simply too busy to stop long enough to hear His voice. When that happens, it is especially frustrating. Two things are then most likely to happen in this situation. The first is that we become intentional about finding quiet pools. We take the initiative and discipline ourselves to find and maximize the space and time to be quiet before the Lord. The second is that the Lord makes us lie down. He creates a circumstance where we have to rest and have to listen. The first option is always preferable. So ask your Heavenly Father to lead you to those quiet pools where you can catch your breath and receive His new directions for your life. Mark Stibbe. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Look at Jesus's life. Even though he was extremely busy and had a lot to do, Jesus made time to get alone with God on a daily basis. He would go away and wait on God for instructions. If Christ needed to do that, how much more do we need to get alone and let God speak to us and give us direction? Your communion with God will recharge your spiritual batteries. Get alone with God and with your Bible. Let God speak to you. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a remote place and rest for a while." For many people were coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. When Jesus said what he did in Mark 6:31, his followers had been out working hard, night and day, and they hadn't even had time to eat. Jesus comes to them and says, "You deserve a break today." Rest, recreation, and relaxation are so important that God mentioned this in the Ten Commandments, right along with, "Don't have any other gods before me," and "Don't steal." This means a day of rest is not optional. Our bodies were made to take a rest. Pastors.com. Have you ever watched a young couple communicate their love for each other without even saying a word? Maybe you have experienced it yourself. Every glance, every touch, every smile conveys love. People deeply in love find absolute bliss simply being in each other's presence. In the same way, simply being in the presence of God brings us great joy. It happens as we listen to him speaking his word. It happens as we pray. But it also happens as we simply enjoy his presence, meditating on his goodness, delighting in the beauty of his creation, rejoicing in the life of a new baby, or the surprise of an unexpected blessing. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Few people know how to rest these days. Even on vacation, many people rush to cram in as much as they can before returning to their jobs, where they spend twice as much energy catching up on all the work that has piled up in their absence. Many of us need vacations just to rest from our vacations. Perhaps we have been looking for rest in the wrong places. What we need is to cultivate the sense of his presence every day, every hour, every moment. This happens when we speak to him in worship and prayer and listen to him speak to us through his word, the Bible. Jesus said, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." Peace, rest, and contentment can be found only in one place, from one source, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus gives us the ultimate rest, the confidence we need to escape the frustration and chaos of the world around us. Rest in him and don't worry about what lies ahead. Jesus Christ has already taken care of tomorrow. Billy Graham. When there's so much that you need to do each day, so much that you want to do, and so much that others expect of you, you can feel pulled in all directions. Pressure, tension, anxiety. Will it ever stop? It won't stop on its own, but you can break the cycle. You don't have to remain entangled in the unending struggle to do more and have more. Life doesn't have to be a daily crisis. You don't have to be the prisoner of unrealistic expectations. Let me help you. The root of the problem is simple. You try to do too much, more than is humanly possible, and you put your mind, body, and spirit under pressure. It's time to reassess. Determine what things are the priority, your long-term goals and responsibilities, and what actions are essential to achieve those things. Channel your energies into those priorities and let go of the rest. Once you've done this, the pressures that once seemed unbearable will start to dissipate. When life feels like a tiny, windowless room and its four walls are closing in, you can open a window to truth and hope through the Word of God. As you read and meditate on the Word and believe and claim my promises, the warm sunshine of my love will melt away the tension. Like a breath of fresh air, the soft breeze of my Spirit will clear your mind. Crystal clear streams of truth and pools of wisdom will refresh your spirit and mind. You will find fresh faith and inspiration. That stifled feeling will give way to faith, hope for the future, and a vision for life. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.